From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
We're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, softening everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run, but there's nowhere to go when the job is done. Takes place. We've got to stop this inhuman race. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise in defense of Mother Earth.
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week, I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you're going to hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet. And the folks who have detailed information on saving what's left, they all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses. So please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio. And I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade. If you have information, news, announcements, comments, whatever you've got for Earth First Radio, keep that pencil and paper handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. We're going to get right on into announcements here. Coming up April 20th is the Cascadia Forest Alliance Review. It's going to take place at the Snake and Weasel, and I believe that's in Eugene, Oregon. The address, 1720 Southeast 12th Street, and all ages are welcome. Starts at 7:30. There's some music, a rundown of the current timber sales on the Mount Hood National Forest. It's a great chance to find out about specific sales on Mount Hood, where they are. If you want more information, call 241-4879. That's in Eugene, Oregon. I believe it's 541-241-4879. And April 22nd in Eugene, Oregon, there's a big celebration at the Rose Quarter. That's Saturday, April 22nd. So have fun up there in Eugene on Earth Day. Here's a little news from the Turtle Restoration Project. They need some Earth Day help in Los Angeles and Marin counties. Recently invited by singer-activist Sylvie Hawkins to appear on stage with her at the upcoming Earth Day concert in L.A. at the Earth Day Fair at the L.A. Exposition Center. But need some help. Desperately seeking sea turtle lovers in the Los Angeles area to help staff a booth on Earth Day Fair on Saturday, April 22nd. Terry might need some transportation to and from LAX and help setting up. Can't do it alone. So she'll be bringing turtle costumes you can wear in the booth and walk around in for the day. One or two people will be able to come up on stage with me in turtle costumes and meet Sophie Hawkins if you want to do that. Here's a number. Area code 415-488-0370. Once again, that's 415-488-0370. Or you can send email to turtlesafe@igc.org. And folks are also needed at the Marin County Earth Day Fair in San Rafael. That's what's going on. Coming up from the Earth First Journal is news about the Anarchist Book Fair. It's taking place this Saturday, April 15th in San Francisco, California. If you want more information, call area code 415-431-8355. That's 415-431-8355. Utah Phillips, Christian Parenti are all speaking the Anarchist Book Fair this Saturday, April 15th in San Francisco. Coming up next weekend, April 22nd and 23rd, is Celebrate Earth Day Playing in the Mud. Women Build Houses presents Earth Day Mud Plastering Party at Peg Millett's in the Prescott National Forest. Going to be putting a rough coat on her newly constructed straw bale octagon in preparation for a future coat. Be working with Cobb. Food provided. Be prepared to camp. Men are welcome. There's a $25 donation suggested For more information, call 520-206-8000. That's 520-206-8000 to spend Earth Day in the mud. All right. Let's move on to other announcements. Save Moccasin Bend from Development. The Chattanooga Intertribal Association is having a march on April 22nd in probably in Chattanooga. There isn't a whole lot of information in here. In fact, all I can say right now is that they are going to be at the Earth Day celebration in Coolidge Park in Chattanooga, Tennessee. If you want more information, go to their webpage, www.chattanooga.net/EnviroNet/Earth Day. Once again, that webpage, www.chattanooga.net/EnviroNet/Earth Day. And actor activist Dennis Weaver is speaking at 11 a.m. there in Chattanooga. Have fun out there in Tennessee, folks. And pursuant to the National Environmental Policy Act and the California Environmental Quality Act, the Bureau of Reclamation, BUREC, and the Salton Sea Authority have prepared a DEIS-DEIR for the Salton Sea Restoration Project. Salton Sea is in Southern California. It's an artificially maintained inland body of water southeast of Palm Springs. The DEIS and the DEIR describe and present environmental effects of the five alternatives as well as the no-action alternative. If you want more information, the document is available on the web at www.lc.usbr.gov. That's www.lc.usbr.gov. Or you can write to Mr. Tom Kirk, Director of the Salton Sea Authority, 78-401 Highway 111 Suite T in La Quinta, California. That's spelled L-A space Q-U-I-N-T-A. The zip 92253. Once again, that's Mr. Tom Kirk, Director of the Salton Sea Authority, 78-1-401, Highway 111, Suite T, La Quinta, California, 92253. And those comments on that DEIS-DEIR are due on or before April 25th. Coming up is the 22nd Annual High Desert Conference. April 27th through the 30th, join desert wilderness advocates at the Malheur Field Station south of Burns, Oregon for 3 days of field trips, slideshows, workshops, and great speakers. George Werthner is the only one that I recognize, but maybe you can find somebody you know there. There'd also be some contra dancing with 18 Degrees Plato. If you'd like more information on the 22nd Annual High Desert Conference occurring April 27th through 30th near the Malheur Field Station at Burns, Oregon, call 503-525-0193. That's 503-525-0193. Or you can send email to glyons@onda.org. That's glyons@onda.org. Coming up in Florida is the May Day 2000 gathering, hopefully occurring over May Day. That's right, April 28th through May 1st in the Ocala National Forest in Florida. It's an acoustic music fest. All kinds of folks are going on down there. Workshops, craft tables, homebrew taste tests. Now, you might get Uncle Dennis to go to Florida for that. An anarchist book fair in Florida. They'll have a community kitchen, performers, and camping is what you're going to be doing. Plan on staying on Monday for a May Day festival and events in Gainesville, Florida. If you'd like more information, you can write to P.O. Box 2671, Gainesville, Florida, 32602. Once again, that's P.O. Box 2671 in Gainesville, Florida. The zip 32602, or the website www.geocities.com/Mayday Florida/. That's www.geocities.com/Mayday Florida/. Or you can leave a voicemail at 850-222-1786. That's 850-222-1786 for Mayday 2000 at the Ocala National Forest in Florida. Activists, comments needed for a Forest Service's new long-term road management strategy, the deadline May 2nd, that's screaming right up on us. The U.S. Forest Service is revising its regulations concerning all road management on all national forests. They released a draft environmental analysis for addressing road construction and reconstruction, decommissioning, maintenance, and upgrades on March 2nd. The policy, well, there's probably some good things about it, but there's probably some things that need upgrading. In your comments to the Forest Service, let them know that road building, upgrading, decommissioning, and maintenance decisions must put the ecosystem first and resource output second. The policy should provide specific but overarching direction towards protecting roadless values, and the policy should promote ecosystem restoration and sustainability. Where do you write? U.S. Forest Service, CAET, Attention Roads, P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122. Once again, USFS, CAET, Attention Roads, P.O. Box 221090, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84122. Or you can send email to roads/WO_CAET-SLC@fs.fed.us. Once again, that's roads/WO_CAET-SLC@fs.fed.us. And for more information, you can go to their webpage, www.fs.fed.us/news/roads. Anything you ever want to know about roads, the Natural Resources Law Conference is taking place May 7th and 8th. Attend the Saving Ecosystems Tools for Protecting Public and Private Lands Conference May 7th and 8th in Bozeman, Montana. The event sponsored by the Greater Yellowstone Coalition, the Western Land Exchange Project, and Wyoming Outdoor Council is a workshop for activists involved in ecosystem conservation and will provide tools to solve the problem of how to maintain the health of wildland ecosystems and wildlife habitat connectivity in the face of public and private land development. If you want more information, contact Jay Brower, B-R-A-W-E-R. That's J-B-R-A-W-E-R at wildlands.org. Once again, the Natural Resources Law Conference, May 7th and 8th in Bozeman, Montana. And the National Park Service will be taking comments for the next 90 days on a new plan for Yosemite National Park. Bruce Babbitt said officials will make changes after public hearings this spring and will release a final plan by year-end. The new plan calls for 42% reduction in the number of campsites from levels that existed before the 1997 flood. National Park Service says changes are needed to restore wildlife along the Merced River, and we're not talking about beer drinking or skinny dipping either. Sierra Club supports the plan and would like to see Yosemite Lodge removed, along with Uncle Dennis. Would love to see Yosemite Lodge removed and replaced with shuttle buses. You want more information? Go to the National Park Service's webpage, www.nps.gov/yose/planning/yvp.htm. Once again, that webpage, www.nps.gov/yose/planning/yvp. .htm, and the comment period is open until July 5th. If you want to write, the address is Yosemite Valley Plan, SEIS, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95839. Once again, that address, Yosemite Valley Plan, SEIS, P.O. Box 577, Yosemite National Park, California, 95839. And the folks who are opposing whaling up in Washington State need stuff. The ocean defense folks are looking for tax-deductible financial donations, of course, money. All campaigns can use bunches of it. Personal watercraft, ski-doos, jet skis, kayaks, whatever you got, dry suits, wetsuits, any other wet water gear, vegan food, hard-bottom Zodiacs, diving gear, GPS, that's Global Position Systems, handheld VHF radios, marine compasses, high-quality tools in metric and American sizes, cell phones, deck suits of the Mustang type, high-quality immersible binoculars. Send whatever you got to the Ocean Defense International,
P.O. Box 45275, Seattle, Washington 98145. Once again, Ocean Defense International, P.O. Box 45275, Seattle, Washington 98145. You want to phone them? Here's the number, 206-376-8619. That's 206-376-8619. Or email, that simple, oceandefense2000 at hotmail.com. Oceandefense2000, that's all one word, at hotmail.com. And David Rovics is on the road. And where's he going to be? Monday, April 17th at 4 p.m. at the College Green in University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Once again, Monday, April 17th at the College Green at 4 p.m. Tuesday, April 18th at 8 p.m. at the University of Maine in Orono, Maine. Thursday, April 20th at Unity College in Unity, Maine. Saturday, April 22nd, Earth Day Festival at the University of Delaware in Delaware. And Friday, April 28th in Rochester, New York, Workers' Memorial Day with John McCutcheon. And Saturday, April 29th from 2 to 4 in Rochester, New York at a workshop on flat picking. And the tour goes on. David Rovics, try his website, www.davidrovics.com. That's DavidRovics.com. And Casey Neal's on the road, April 16th in San Diego. Casey solo at San Diego Earth Day, April 17th in Boulder, Colorado at the University of Colorado Boulder, out in the afternoon and outside at the Mary Rippon Theater, April 21st in Oxford, New York. That's near Binghamton, New York at the Night Eagle, April 22nd in Hamilton, New York at Colgate College in the Pub, and May 1st in Berkeley, California at the Freight and Salvage for the 4th Annual May Day Show. If you want more information, that's www.thefreight.org or 510-548-1761. Looking to peep into a peregrine falcon nest? Well, you can do it online. An online vigil has begun at a peregrine falcon nest in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. State environmental and game officials say a pair of peregrine falcons living on the ledge of the Rachel Carson State Office Building in Harrisburg are showing signs of nesting. During the last several days, the female falcon has been seen readying her nest, a sign she may be preparing to lay eggs. Game Commission biologist Ken Browning said, if she does, it could happen between now and mid-April. The bird's activity can be monitored live via the Department of Environmental Protection's website at www.dep.state.pa.us. And click on the falcon. Once again, that webpage, www.dep.state.pa.us. And click on the falcon. All right. Getting into activist news here. Four Greenpeace activists were arrested during a confrontation at the BP Arctic oil site on the Beaufort Sea in Alaska to protect the Arctic from climate change and oil spills. Four Greenpeace activists attempted to stop the controversial pipelaying operation at BP's North Star offshore oil project. An activist climbed up to onto a backhoe that was laying the pipe and displayed a banner reading, "Stop BP's North Star." The pipelaying operation has been stopped, but the police have arrested all four Greenpeace activists. And, of course, the next day, Greenpeace activists again attempted to stop the BP Amoco controversial North Star offshore project, braving chill winds of minus 50 degrees. Activists towed a fiberglass dome with two others inside into the construction area. Meanwhile, two activists made for Seal Island, displaying banners reading, "Stop BP's North Star, Save the Climate," as security and police guards attempted to remove the protesters from inside the hut. Alaskan State Police, North Slope Bureau Police, and BP security personnel tried to block all video documentation of the event, and five Greenpeace activists are now in police custody. If you want to visit their website, go to www.greenpeaceusa.org/arctic/media_center.htm. All right. Unfortunately, we have some bad news. This late and brief communication is to sadly announce the sudden death of our dearest Giuseppe Vassallo, leader of the Ipasa Manguli project to save one of the last rainforests in Gabon, Africa. He died in a car accident on March 31st. Giuseppe leaves his family and many friends and collaborators to the Impasa Manguli project, to which he dedicated the last 20 years of his life. For the rest, always bound to defend the rights of man and nature against some degeneration of civilization. And besides his three beloved children, he leaves his fourth child, as he used to call it, the Impasa Manguli rainforest in Gabon, Africa, a country whose welfare and evolution he served with illuminated, I can't read this word, and pure love as the environmentalist and as an honorary consul, opposed whatever institutional or private action menaced or did not prove sufficient care for the preservation of the forest from the furious logging by multinational companies. Dead in Africa, Giuseppe Vassala. All right, let's move right into animal news here. From Vietnam, we read that Vietnamese elephants may face extinction. Vietnam's wild elephant population has shrunk dramatically in recent years, and the mammal might become extinct unless action is taken quickly, a conservation group said recently. From Alaska, in an attempt to artificially boost game populations, the Alaska State Senate has passed a bill that essentially overturns the citizen-sponsored ballot initiative that banned same-day land and shoot wolf hunting. According to the Anchorage Daily News, Senate Bill 267 allows anyone with a hunting or trapping license to spot a wolf from an airplane or helicopter, then immediately land and shoot the animal as long as it is in an area where the game board is trying to boost game populations. I had hoped the politicians would be guided by the public, said former game board chairman Doug Pope. Instead, they're overturning the vote of the people. This is what happens when a legislature gets drunk with their own power. The bill essentially reverses the state's only successful wildlife-related ballot initiative passed by Alaskan citizens in 1996. The Alaska State Legislature is also considering a bill that totally cuts the public out of wildlife management decisions by banning any ballot initiatives related to wildlife. But the governor has threatened to veto SB 267. It faces an immediate veto, said Bob King, the governor's press secretary. Passing a bill that overturns a vote of the people, combined with their proposal to limit the initiative process, combined with the legislators' repeated rejection of any diversity on the Board of Game, shows just how far out of touch some legislatures are on this issue. And from Hawaii, we read about Guam. The Marianas Audubon Society and the Center for Biological Diversity have filed suit to protect endangered species habitat in Guam. Guam is an island in the South Pacific. The groups, represented by Earth Justice Legal Defense Fund, filed suit in federal district court against Interior Secretary Bruce Babbitt and the Wildlife Service for failing to designate critical habitat for seven endangered species from Guam. The seven species include five birds, the Marianas crow, the Guam rail, the Guam Micronesian kingfisher, the Guam broadbill, and the Guam bridled white-eye, and two bats, the Marianas fruit bat and the Mariana and the little Mariana fruit bat. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed all seven Guam species as endangered in 1984. The species remain threatened by the introduction of brown tree snakes and continued fragmentation and destruction of their native habitat. Just two of the species, the Mariana crow and the Mariana fruit bat, are known to occur in the wild on Guam, and these are restricted to a few forested areas. Captive breeding programs have allowed the Guam rail and the Guam Micronesian kingfisher to avoid extinction. As part of these efforts, the Guam rail has just been reintroduced to native forest habitat in the northern part of Guam. If we do not protect essential areas through critical habitat designation, wild and reintroduced populations of Guam's endangered animals will not have any place to live, and the only place we will be able to see these unique parts of Guam's natural heritage is in the zoo, according to Gretchen Grimm, president of the Marianas Audubon Society. And Uncle Dennis's voice is getting a little stressed here, so after almost a half an hour of talking, we're going to settle down to a little musical break here. I believe that what we've got here is some music by Jim Page called Whose World Is This? Thank you.
seven seas, relative humanities. Everywhere I look, I see someone looking back at me. Nation states and borderlines, divided states of mind. Politics comes to blows, and everybody wants to know. Whose world is this? Whose world is this? Whose world is this? First world riding high, second world standing by, third world under fire. Funny how we all conspire. We don't know, 'cause we can't see how such a way could come to be. Riding on a spinning wheel, soon enough will be revealed. Whose world is this? Whose world is this? Whose world is this? What kind of world would our children be seeing? After all is said and done, what kind of creed have we come to believe that they may never receive one? Said and done. What kind of creed must we come to believe if they are ever to receive one? Four winds, seven seas, relative humanities. Everywhere I look, I see someone looking back at me.
Please stay tuned. Earth First Radio will be right back.